from Breakfast with Huff, it's the Big Yarn.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
No, won't do that. Won't do that. We've got lots to talk about. That's what we've got to do, talk about this. It's important because we are very, very quick to lay the boots into City Hall when it comes to Australian rules football. The AFL cop their whack, and sometimes they need to cop their whack, just by the way, to be held accountable for what's going on. The goal umpiring situation and the reviews that have been going on for the first 7 weeks of the season. Well, the first 6 weeks, let me say that. Six sets of games. Oh, you know what I mean. The first bit of the season has been disastrous. It's been frustrating and it's annoyed all and sundry to the point where there's been a change. Laura Kane was talking about this, the AFL Executive General Manager of Football, speaking on afl.com.au. Footy fans would have noticed this across the weekend. There's been a change. I want to hear from Laura about why.
You're right. We spent some time coaching our goal umpires around how they use the score review technology. So if the umpire is going to call a goal and sees a goal, they should call that, they should pay that. We know, as has been the case the whole time the ARC has been in operation, that that score will be silently reviewed as the ball's going back to the middle. And pleasingly, after every score on the weekend, after every goal, the silent review confirmed that the umpire had made the right decision. So we had 9 score reviews over the whole weekend. We had 3 games without any, which was good to see.
And they went for about 11 seconds each on the back of the instruction from headquarters. Now, well done. Well done to headquarters for being able to adjust the scene there, because it's very easy to stand your ground and dig your heels in when you've made a call at the start of a season as to how you want to see things operated. But the AFL, in their wisdom, saw that it was a poor outcome for the game. All these constant reviews when the whole world could have been able to see that it was a point of a goal or out of bounds on the full. And we're constantly going to reviews, driving the footy fans mad, robbing massive moments of great energy, robbing the game of great energy. And they've been able to see that, see the error in their ways, because at the start of the season, they told the goal umpires to check. And if there's any doubt whatsoever, it's as close and you think you might need to just have a second little sneaky look, we're going to go for review, rather than the fact that the whole world also knew that the goals would be silently reviewed, as Laura told us in that grab, every time as well. So there's way too many reviews. We lost a lot of energy in the game. We lost a lot of great moments because of that. And the AFL have decided that 7 rounds in, or 6 rounds in, we're going to do something about it. So we've got 9 reviews, all correct. All those silent ones that weren't reviewed, all the goals that were paid that might have been reviewed in previous weeks were correct, and they took 11 seconds each to get it done. So that's what the game wants. If you're going to get this technology done, get it done in a timely manner and make it as efficient as possible. So the AFL have realised the error in their ways, stopped putting their goal umpires under the bus, under instruction at the start of the season, and giving them the autonomy and the respect that they are competent in their positions and are able to get the job done. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is good for football. 13 past 7.